Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Ariane Kesriwani. I'm a Senior Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we're discussing UBAM Swiss Equity, a risk-off trade. The key takeaways are, volatility is setting the scene for 2022, with market swings disrupting investors' focus and risk appetite. The Swiss equity market should still find support with resilient earnings growth projected for the next 2 years, while also benefiting from a defensive positioning and a strong currency. UBAM Swiss Equity's year-to-date drawdown could offer attractive catch-up potential as the current drivers of the underperformance are expected to ease once markets revert back to fundamentals in a risk-off move. As global central banks accelerate their tightening measures to counteract higher inflation rates, equity markets volatility was notably on the rise the first week of May. After the Fed's announcement to hike rates by no more than 50 bips per quarter, the S&P 500 rallied 3% on May 4th, but only to give back 3.5% on the following day. These large swings, reflective of investors' risk aversion and short-term positioning, have set up a challenging market environment for fundamental investors. Swiss equities have nevertheless proven to be more resilient to these swings, with a neutral market performance over May 4th and 5th. Swiss equities have also provided better overall returns in up and down markets, namely 2021 and 2022, relative to global and regional markets. With the currency now trading close to parity against US dollars and euro at the end of April, along with a stable and contain inflation rate at 2.5%, the Swiss National Bank is less likely to face rate or FX policy pressure. Stable and visible earnings growth expectations, averaging above 10% for 2022 and 2023, also differentiate Swiss equities relative to global and regional markets, which should continue to provide support for superior market performance. As the global economy enters the late stage cycle with slowing growth and rising inflation, the selection of fundamentally sound investment cases should provide investors with more confidence in delivering resilient performances in an uncertain global macroeconomic backdrop. Switzerland has proven to be a safe haven for investors with its strong currency, defensive healthcare and consumer staples sectors, as well as mission-critical solution providers, boosting stable balance sheets and profitability levels across any business cycle. For the Swiss and global equity team, a disciplined and poised investment process has translated into a patient but vigilant portfolio positioning in the midst of the year-to-date market volatility. Reflecting a minimum 5-year future positive value creation trend of its underlying holdings, the Swiss equity strategy is focused on delivering on a superior medium to long-term return objective through skilled stock selection rather than short-term bets or trading activity. As the market attention eventually shifts from inflation to growth concerns, defensive value-creative companies have typically proven to lead the market in a more volatile setting. Delivering an annualized 10.06% gross absolute return over the past 3 years versus 9.96% for the SPI index at the end of April 2022. UBAM Swiss Equity has also proven to outperform global equities with 7.7% annualized return for the MSCI All Country World. And this with lower volatility of around 13% versus 18% respectively. Analyzing previous drawdown periods over the past two decades, February 2009, the Great Recession, represented the maximum monthly drawdown data point for the SPI index. The benchmark lost 35.2% in a six-month period leading up to February's lows, and recovered 32% in the following 6 months. Comparing this to UBAM Swiss Equity, which posted a slightly lower drawdown, negative 35% performance was recorded over the 6 months leading up to February 2009, with 31% recovery gains in the following 6 months. The year-to-date 2022 drawdown analysis shows a distinct pattern in the sense that the fund has recorded a larger drawdown than the market after the highs recorded over 2021. Novartis has been a significant contributor to the SPI's performance over 2022, up 10.5% over the period after being one of the largest detractors in 2021, with a flat full year of performance of negative 0.35%. Novartis continues to deliver close to zero positive spread between its cash flow return on investment and its cost of capital. Hence, it's bigger than forced underweight in the Swiss equity strategy. Novartis has also massively underperformed the overall market over the past 3 years, reflective of its deteriorating value creation profile. The year-to-date drawdown could therefore represent a strong catch-up opportunity for the fund, especially as investors' risk aversion moves the market focus back to underlying reliable company fundamentals rather than timing short-term gains with fading tailwinds. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.